You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting from Springfield, the capital of Illinois. In studio, in our Allstate Showcase studio, Dr. Daphne Scott, our positivity expert and one of our favorite friends. Heyo!
I wish you could see what the end of the music here. I wish you could see what was going on in the studio. You totally missed it,
Patty.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, but there's so much more to Chicago, and we want to show that side as well, on the south and west sides as well. So it's not just for African Americans. It's just celebrating the culture of, you know, Black-owned Chicago for anyone that's coming to our wonderful city.
I really think that.
And where can people...
Go ahead.
Definitely. No,
I just love that. And I wanted to just comment on this. I travel for work and I travel all over the United States. And, the one thing that I feel very blessed about, and I really, Tanika, love what you guys are up to. And I love that you have, you know, Black owned Chicago. I think we should have Indian owned Chicago. I think we should have Latina owned Chicago. I think we should have all the groups represented.
Oh, yeah. And, if you go to Devon Street, that's Indian owned Chicago all day. And it's beautiful.
And it's beautiful. I was, so I lost my driver's license and I had to go to the DMV to get a new license. And I walked in, you know, first of all, it's so misleading because the line was so long. I'm like, I'm never going to get through this, but they're so efficient. They just, you know, and I wish I wanted to take out my phone and take a picture of the waiting area. There were probably at least 100 or 120 people in there. And I wanted to take a picture of it because I think every nationality was represented in that room that day.
Yeah.
And I just thought, where else do you get to see this? You know, where else do you get to appreciate this and appreciate the different cultures and appreciate our different, the different things that we all bring to the table? So I really commend what you're doing. And I think we need more of that. I think we need the lines to blur more and more without losing ourselves in it. And I think we're really blessed to be in a city that has that level of diversity. And I think until people step away from it and get into areas where it doesn't exist, they really don't realize how blessed we are to be here. So I commend what you're doing.
Thanks.
I think I find it very inspiring, actually.
This website is fantastic. I just signed up for your mailing list, by the way. I was like, wait a minute. Oh yeah, let's sign up for that. It's cool because I've never seen that where you go on a page and like the way the sign, you know, you get those pop up requests for joining the email, but it was sort of this cute little swinging sign. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah, that seems like fun. I want to be on that. But there's a great list here. Luella's Southern Kitchen has such great food. But if you scroll through, I mean, there are places that people will recognize and go, oh, you know, that's just some place I go. I don't think of it as a Black-owned business. But then here's these other places. Maybe I should give them a shot, too. You know, places you haven't tried before.
It's Black-owned businesses, and it's also, you know, historical landmarks that you may drive past every day, and you wouldn't know that. Oh, Emmett Till and his mom, Mamie, still live in this house, you know, that's right here on 64th and St. Lawrence. You know, so it's these little historical monuments that are throughout the entire city that people, you know, need to know about and not forget.
Well, before we let you go, what do you want people to know about Black-owned Chicago? What is the thing that comes to mind first that people really need to take away from this?
I would just say our mission statement, and which is connecting our culture, supporting our dreams, and building our city. We are just connecting our culture with other cultures, and we're supporting our dreams from the small entrepreneurs to the large corporations and building our city. Chicago is a great city, and we have the potential to be even greater.
Well, we're a great city because of so many people like you who are passionate and driven and follow through on a dream. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Of course, Tanika. And go to blackownedchicago.com for more information. And we'll talk to you again. We want to keep in touch, please.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too. More after this on 720 WGN.